Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. It's me. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. John's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And with us for hour number one is David Klotz. Welcome, David Klotz.
Well, hello, Jim. Vincent, how are you today?
I'm really well, Dave. You know, you and I have worked on some projects before, and both of us used to have jobs. I mean, both of us used to, we'd get up in the morning and we'd have breakfast and we'd get in our vehicles and we'd go down to the corner and make a left and, head on to that corporate America job. Both of us, Fortune 100 jobs. Both of us, proud of what we're doing. And now neither one of us has a job. And both of us are delighted, right?
That's true, but we kind of ought to back up. I mean, one of the reasons that both of us lost our last job was in part to radio interviews that you and I had done. we're not going to get big into that. We decided to downshift and take a little different course of direction in this interview than we had originally planned. But, the truth of the matter is when you stand up to try to speak truth to power or try to represent the interest of local people, the interest of the underdog, you do get attacked, and it is very costly. And I know you have paid personally, as you know I have, and I just got to tell all the class out there that Vincent Fennelli is an incredible man, and I am very honored to know you and that you keep going despite the pushback that you've encountered, despite the cost that you've had to endure. Man, that's just a testament to your heart, and I hope people really appreciate and understand that.
Well, David, I don't know if it's a testament to my heart. Maybe it's a testament to me. I was just thinking that maybe I don't understand. I mean,
maybe you were kind of slow on the uptake, huh?
Hey, David, seriously, when I worked for a radio station, and I didn't work for them, I just broadcasted there. I got called into the front office, and they said, "Hey, Vinny, you're doing really well. They love you." We love you. They love you. We love you. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. Your show would even grow more if you didn't talk about these couple of things. They love you. We love you. And, I thought, David Klotz, I thought that was a suggestion.
You didn't realize what they were telling you. Yeah, I know.
That's what I mean.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Maybe I just don't understand, and that's what I meant. But, yeah, we've had, both of us in our lives have had subtle suggestions. And, we take the path of honesty and integrity and truth. And I'll tell you what, there's a big sledgehammer sometimes that hits you. They call it a velvet hammer, but I've been hit with something bigger than a velvet hammer. And I know you have, too. But here's the whole point. So you used to have a job. I used to have a job. Well, I had multiple jobs. Here's what's really interesting about your story. And your story is, forget why you don't have a job, but what you've done is you have picked up the pieces and you've started your own company. And I'd like to share a little bit of that story with our class, and I'll tell you why. David, many, many of us used to have jobs. Okay? Many of us used to get up in the morning and we'd, you know, drive to the traffic light and we'd make a turn and we'd see some of the same people, you know, week after week after week. They did it, we did it. Now, you know, now some of us have become second-class citizens because we don't get up and drive to that same traffic light and make that same turn and go to that same job. And when that first happens to us, we feel that we have become a second-class citizen because we just don't have that status of having, you know, a job description, a job title anymore. So, you know, people say, what do I do?
And it goes a little further than that because when you do the kind of things that both you and I have done politically, you know, you get blacklisted. That's a real thing. And so it's not like I don't have a job by choice because of those things that I have done, and I have only spoken the truth with the opportunities that were presented and fought for what I believed in. But the ultimate cost of that is that you are blacklisted from a large swath of employment opportunities out there because more and more, all you see are the large corporate players dominating these local economies. And so if you get on their bad side, you get on one of their bad sides, you're on all their bad sides, and they do come after you for it. So, yes, it's been a joy because what I'm doing now is restoring John Deere tractors with my father. We go buy them from around the country, bring them back to our first-class shop. We don't believe in suffering at the cloth shop. We have air conditioning and heating and all the creature comforts you could want. But we turn out beautiful tractors and sell them to happy customers. So you can rise from the ashes, but you're going to pay a price whenever you fight for what you believe in.
So I was sitting in the kitchen last night, and I was looking for a tractor. I've decided that I absolutely, positively cannot be without a backup tractor because, you know, we have this very short hay season. The weather has been engineered to the point where if something goes wrong with our equipment, we only have a 3-day window to raise enough hay for an entire year for our cows. If we miss that window, I'm out of business. I mean, I could lose everything, and I'm not willing to put our livelihood at risk. So I'm duplicating some of the equipment, which is kind of crazy in a lot of ways of thinking because there used to be a supply chain where you could get parts right away. Well, that is no longer the case. So you have to have spare equipment at the ready. And so I was on Craigslist, and there it was. So I saw these really good-looking John Deere tractors. And it had Klotz, KLOTZ, inventory. So it's your stuff, and your equipment, your inventory. And it, by the way, it looks good, and I like the quality and the type of tractors that you are refinishing, repairing, and offering for public purchase. So I just want to say I'm impressed. Good quality stuff.
Well, we love it. We love doing it, and it's really been a blessing. You know, just a short story. My father and I kind of had a strained relationship for many years. I will own responsibility for that. As a young man, you kind of get stubborn and try to go your own way. And so this has really been an opportunity for us to rekindle the relationship that we should always have had and to be able to work with my father, who is an expert at this. He has 65 years of mechanic experience. His father before him had 70 years. So, you know, it's not like it's all on me. I have a limited job. My job is to do the body work, and then I market the product once it's finished. But Dad is the one who you can put your faith in because he goes through it mechanically and makes sure everything is working like new again.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's great to see these vintage, if you will, the tractor that I use for baling hay, the one that has enough power to do the job, is a John Deere Model 2950. It's, you know, sometimes it's called 100 horsepower, sometimes it's called 85, depending on where you measure the horsepower.
I've got one in my shop right now.
It's an awesome tractor. It's made in Mannheim, Germany. So I would consider this a Mercedes-Benz of tractors. I really would. It's painted green with, you know, yellow trim, and it's really an awesome vehicle. Tractor, I mean. But here's something interesting about these good quality pieces of hardware and tools and equipment. They go up in price. It's worth more now.
And they last, and they work when you need them to, and they don't break down as often. You know, mm-hmm. But you're right. The supply chain has pretty much been perverted for most parts anymore. It's hard to really obtain anything that is quality unless you're shopping from quality merchandise. So you can't really find adequate parts for so many product lines out there in the tractor business. But John Deere is still producing quality parts that you can obtain, that you can trust, you can rely on, and when you fix the tractor, you know it's going to work. And rather than break down halfway through trying to bale your hay, which happens way too often to too many people. So
yeah,
it's a delight to me to be able to sell a tractor that I have confidence in, that I know is going to work for the farmer, that looks beautiful, and you know that we take a lot of pride in. It's really been a blessing in my heart.
Let's talk
kind of
for
more,
a
kind
couple.
Of more than a business. More than a business, yeah. Has kind of become a passion and a love.
Right. Right. And that's what farming is to us here at the Finelli Farm.
Well, sure, you better love it, because a lot of times you're not going to be so well at it. It's a year-to-year kind of thing, farming is.
Yeah, it is. And, David, I have noticed that the price of equipment is skyrocketing lately, and I'm talking about a lot of different equipment. Let me give you an example. I wanted to buy a lathe. Why would I want to buy a lathe? So I could make the parts. A metal lathe, so I could make the parts should they fail. I could make axles and I could make bushings and all kinds of parts here at the farm, should I need to. And I don't want to be shut down as a business by the supply chain. Well, I found out that, you know, I could have bought a lathe a year ago for about $1,000. The same lathe today is about $2,000. And I'm noticing that good quality parts of yesteryear, vintage parts, vintage equipment, vintage machines, just keep going up in price. There is,
well,
I don't see any.
Well, the quality of so much of the new stuff is just not there. So, you know, I mean, wouldn't you rather buy something that you have confidence in, you know, that you know was built right in that time, rather mm-hmm. than something that rolls off some Chinese factory and you know is not going to work for you? So I think that's why old equipment prices are exploding. I've really seen it in John Deere, because people can have confidence in it. They can buy it and they know it's going to work. They know it's going to work for them, as opposed to just wasting their money on something that they're not going to be able to find parts for, is not going to do the job for them. And maybe they think they're saving money initially because they're a little cheaper than the higher end products are, but the long term cost of trying to save that dollar is going to cost you a lot more. So, I think there's a reason prices are exploding. And beyond that, I mean, look at prices across the board. Go try to buy a steak at the grocery store. You know, I mean, to me, what we're seeing is the erosion of the value of the dollar in a lot of this. Of course, they have ways of hiding it, but our dollar is becoming more and more worthless, and as it does, prices are only going to go up across the board.
David Klotz is with us. We'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I hope each and every one of you finds a friend as I have in John Reagan. You know, John Reagan sat in my seat for days so I could attend to farming. And the farming is what allows me to broadcast. So thank you so much, John Reagan, for holding down the fort this week and all the previous weeks. And by the way, I'll be speaking at an event this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the RK Prepper Show at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds in Springfield, Missouri. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, that's Saturday and Sunday. It's the RK Prepper Show, and I'll be speaking about how you can use tax deductions to pay less to the federales and the state guys. And so you can use that money to buy preparedness items. I'm going to teach you how to start your own business, and any kind of business. This isn't multi-level marketing where, you know, you're going to be roped into selling pots and pans or something like that. It's not like that. Any business you want, you pick the business, and we'll teach you how. And we'll give you some thoughts on how you can start for virtually $0 and just start bringing in those tax deductions and have the time of your life. I'm going to teach you how to do that Saturday and Sunday at the RK Prepper Show. Then Saturday. Then Sunday, I'm going to teach you about the big lies. And I'm going to draw the connections so you can see the dots and see how you're being lied to and how you need to figure out for yourself what's really happening. So we're going to have two great seminars. And then Judy Dollarhead's going to be there, and she's going to be offering our inventory, USA Prepares ProPure inventory, at the same price as everybody else, except she's going to give you an instant rebate, which is going to make it lower than everybody else. Never has anyone ever beaten our price, ever. That's at the RK Prepper Show. And let's see, Craig Douglas will be there, and Storm and Norman Cantwell will be there, and John Moore will be there. It'll be a great, great time. We'll see you there. Robert in Minnesota, you're on the air with David Klotz and me, Vince Finelli. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Finelli. I finally actually get to speak to you.
Please call me Vincent.
Okay, Vincent. I'm going to start this out with a comment. Back in January, and of course I know you got a lot on your plate, and you look at things very similar to what I do. Of course, I'm not radio syndicated or anything like that. So back in January, you had made a comment that you had said your Facebook list is filling up fast, and anybody that wants to be your friend on Facebook, please send a request. I did that in January, and you haven't looked at your Facebook in a long time. I've sent you a few messages on there, and I've never got a response.
Wow, isn't that amazing? I'll tell you what. I get, let me go over there right now. Let me see how many Facebook friends we have. I'm going there as we speak. Okay, we have 4,901. And, you know, I get all kinds of Facebook requests, but I guess maybe I didn't recognize you, so maybe I didn't respond.
Well, No, you don't know me from Adam, sir, honestly.
Oh.
But I can tell you
we're
like
friends,
this.
Huh?
I'll tell you like this. I don't want to bring any names into this conversation because of libel, okay? But I'll say like this. You're the real deal. There's not too many people out there that do what you do and report the truth, okay? They're in it for money. I see a lot of things, one of them per se is a fear monger. And of course, when we're in fear, we can't think properly, and you tend to react more than think through a situation. So I appreciate your show very much. I've been following you now for almost a year. I wish it was longer, but I've only been recently awakened, I'd say about 2 years. So I've been looking into some things. The main reason I'm calling you is to ask you where you are in relation to Jefferson City.
I'm 110 miles south.
Okay, 110 miles south.
Yeah, a bunch of us went to Jefferson City a few years ago, and we brought pitchforks. That's the capital of the state of Missouri.
Well, okay, all right. Well, I unfortunately am the guy that gets in the car every morning and drives down the street and takes the left at the red light and drives 23 miles one way to go to a job, because out here it's very desolate. It's in the middle of nowhere. So I can't go to Texas this year. I had planned on going to Texas, and I couldn't go to Texas because my job told me that we have to go back to work and to go see a 94-year-old grandfather that probably is not going to see another year. I'm not allowed to do that. So
I've got a comment about that. I've got a comment about that when we get back. Now, you want to hold the line, Robert?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Hold the line. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're back, and Robert is with us on the telephone from Minnesota. David Klotz is with us. And David Klotz just mentioned that, you know, at the beginning of the broadcast, he has the opportunity to work with his father. Great relationship. Spends time with his dad. What's better than that, right? In a business. And he's earning a livelihood and he's doing what he loves. And Robert, you mentioned that you have a family member, 94 years old in Texas, and because of your J-O-B, you can't get to spend time with what may be with him during what may be his last year. Very quickly, let me tell you that back in the 80s, I had a J-O-B, and I worked for a very large bank, one of the largest banks in the country. And I was paid, as well as most people who work for this particular bank, about 25% more than our peers at J.P. Morgan, Chase Manhattan, First Chicago, American Express, Discover. We were paid more. We were selected because of our specific talents and our drive and our abilities. And so it was a really kind of neat thing. If you worked for this particular bank, you could pat yourself on the back all the way to work, and you felt really good. Well, one day, I was introduced to my new boss. I inherited a new boss. And he said to me, Vincent, come on to my office. I want to talk to you. I want to meet you. So he sat down behind his desk, and I stood, and he didn't invite me to sit down. So I stood there, and he had his yellow pad out, and he said, Vincent, tell me about yourself. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, tell me about yourself. And I said, well, you mean my education, what I do here at the bank, things I like, you know, things I don't like, hobbies, interests, what do you mean? He said, tell me about yourself. I said, well, I don't like it when people tell me what to do. Okay. So we hit it off really poorly. And then within a couple of days, I was at a meeting, and it was at 6 o'clock at night with my team, my advanced technology team. And he said to me, Vincent, you know, I need charts and graphs for the president. You know, how many transactions we do per second, how many, you know, how many records in the databases, and, you know, for the president. I need that for tomorrow morning. And I said, well, that's fine. That's fine. I can do that. But right now, my son was admitted to the hospital this morning, and he had surgery, and I need to see him before visiting hours. So I'm going to go see him, and I'll be back, and you'll have your charts and graphs in the morning. And he said, I need those charts and graphs, and I need you to work on it, like right now. I said, oh, okay, I got it. So I went to my office. Now, I was an officer of this corporation. I went to my office, and I got all my things, and I left. That was the last time they ever saw me. So here's the point. And it's actually a true story. Actually true. And I got a call next morning, 10 o'clock. It's like I should have been there at maybe 7:30. And this guy said, are you okay? I said, sure, I'm fine. He said, you're not here. Well, yeah, I know. I'm home. Are you coming in? I don't think so. What? You're not coming in? No, because I had a nice chat with the boss last night, and he and I agree that we don't agree. So no, I'm not coming in. They said, well, wait, you just can't quit. You're an officer. I said, well, yeah, I did. And they said, well, look, how about we'll get you another job? We'll have you report to somebody else. And I said, I don't think so, because I'll see him in the hall and stuff, and in the dining room, and nah, I don't know if I could do it. They couldn't believe it. I was the first officer to ever quit. Now, here's the whole point of this. You don't have to take it. Now, there are consequences, but, you can say, look, there's a person in my life that's very, very important to me. I need 4 days. I need to go see this person, and then I'll be back. What do you think? And if they say no, you can say, okay, well, up until now, I used to like working here. Or you can just put up with it. You do have
a choice. Doesn't it seem like that corporate America has reduced people into property? We're human resources for corporations. Corporations are actually considered people under the law. It's becoming more and more inhumane while they pursue profits at the expense of people. And, I don't know where this ultimately goes. I fear for the future. Of the next generation, what are they going to have to endure? It's tragic to watch all this go down. It just seems to keep accelerating year after year.
David, you use the absolutely perfect terminology, human resource, and that's what they call those departments. I used to refer to HR or human resources department as human research. And I'd say, you guys in human research. And they'd look at me, no, you don't get it. Human resources. And I'd say, I don't think so. I think you guys are researching just how far you can push the little people. You're doing the experiments on us. See how far you can push us before we either quit or give up or submit.
But as they further dominate the economies, especially in rural areas like you and I live, there's fewer and fewer opportunities for people to stand up for themselves or even try to do anything about it. So, you know, our economies are now dominated by these corporate players who are only in pursuit of their own profits and could care less about the individual. We are just property to be used to obtain further profit
for you. I got one for you, now that you're saying this. And this is not the reason why I'm calling, but your story just inspired me to tell you about, we have this thing in our company, we have a lot of contracts with the military. I don't necessarily want to say where I work, per se. I mean, when they say to me, oh, don't worry about that defect in the part because that part is going to be filled with bullets anyway. Okay, so I'll just leave it at that. But I was in a roundtable meeting with a gentleman that made $41 million bonus check. Okay, that was his bonus check. His bonus check was larger than the entire corporation, every single employee there's bonus check. Okay, now we're in this meeting. This company opened up a company down in Mexico. So my boss said to me, I want you to go to this meeting because you're the guy that asked the big questions. And I looked at him and I said, you know, I don't ask the big questions. I just have the balls to ask the right questions. Okay, so they put me in this meeting with these hobnobbers, you know, all this gold and fancy watches and $5,000 suits and whatever. So I'm sitting there, and I have a list of questions from the employees on the floor. And the first question was mine, and my question was, is how many Mexicans can you employ to the salary of one American? Now, they just stopped, and they all looked at me, and the one guy whispered in the other guy's ear, and he said, we're not really sure about that, but we think it's 5-1. All right. So now you can say what you want, but they're outsourcing our jobs. They just fast-tracked the TPP. Okay, it's absolute treason to the American people. What they're
doing. But it's going on so long, Robert. You know, this has gone on since the early 90s, at least. I've watched it happen in my adult lifetime. We determined we weren't going to name names here, but there was a president elected early 90s who signed NAFTA, GATT, WTO, normalized trade with communist China, which at the time was considered treason. You know, we did not support the enemies of liberty in the world. We tried to invest in our own economy, our own infrastructure, our own people. That changed somewhere in the late 80s, early 90s, and since then it has just been full speed ahead down this road to maximize profits for people who consider themselves multinationals. They actually consider they stand above America, you know, and so I don't know where this ends until people can finally get the fortitude, like you did, to stand up and try to point out actually what's going on, and that you're subverting our own people just to make more money, and many times financing enemies of liberty in the world. Look, check out the Chinese PLA today. In 92, they were almost at zero capacity. Today, they can challenge America in the South China Sea, so they think. You know, we paid for that. Everybody who carries the money down buys made in China. They pay for that, and it's gone on for decades. They emptied our towns of factories, of living wage jobs, and replaced it, you know, with the human resource economy. So, it's very discouraging, but I can't do anything but fight against it.
Well, I want to ask you both a question. You're both a little bit older than me. No offense. You're both a little bit older than me. I'm 44. Okay. When you bring stuff like this up to people that don't know, I mean, like, people think I'm crazy. People think I'm absolutely insane. When I talk about different things and I point different things out to people, like this whole Confederate flag business, okay, oh, it's racist, it's this, it's that. No, it's not racist. The Confederate states seceded from the Union because they were sick of the garbage that was going on. I have to watch my language. I forgot I'm on the radio.
Yeah, Robert, you absolutely have to watch your language.
Okay, yes, sir. So it goes like this. I mean, and people literally think, I've been called a terrorist, I've been called a racist, I've been called a sexist, a bigot, okay, and just because I disagree with what's going on. And unfortunately, for these people, when it comes down, and it's going to come down, the hammer is going to come down, and we all know that, I'm not going to help them. I'm going to turn my back, and I'm going to walk away. And, I mean, for instance, I had a gentleman one time, very intoxicated, threaten me on the telephone and said he's going to kick in my front door and he's going to come get me. Now, this is a big guy. He's really big, okay? And I said, listen, the lock on my front door is for your protection. It's not for mine. And if you come into my home and you threaten me or my family, you're dead. And that's just a simple fact, okay? I never take the offensive. But if the offensive comes to me, then they get it back, and they get what for. And that's the way it is. But, gentlemen, the reason I called, this article is from www.consciouslyenlightened.com. Hiker stumbles across United Nations base. Okay, this is just 600 feet from the Jefferson City Airport. Okay, there used to be a golf course there, and there is no golf course there now. There is United Nations vehicles, including tanks, Mercedes vans and Mercedes cars with no license plates with UN stickers on it, and there's a bunch of them. This guy's estimate is like 5,000. Okay, now I'm not sure if that's correct, and I'm not sure if this is just a spoof, but since you're in that neck of the woods, maybe one of you guys, you're 120 miles south, that's a two-hour drive, maybe one of you guys can just go up there and take a peek, because I can tell you right now what I'm looking at. American soldiers will not fire, hopefully, on American citizens, but what about United Nations soldiers? That's my question.
Robert, hold that thought. Hold that thought. I will post this article. I'm there right now, and if anyone has information, we'll discuss it on the air. Robert, thanks so much for your call.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, David Klotz is with us, and we're talking about America, and we're talking about some changes, and we're talking about, you know, getting control of our own lives and saying no to the big machine. And I just posted the article about hiker stumbles across a United Nations base camp hidden in plain sight in the middle of America, just outside of Jefferson City, Missouri. I've been there. I've been to events there. I've been to the Capitol. And there's a lot of land out there, a lot of land, and there's a lot of wide open spaces. So if any of you have seen this camp that was referred to minutes ago on this broadcast, please let me know. Vincent at USAPrepares.com. Vincent at USAPrepares.com. David Klotz, you know, we want to talk about just taking control of our lives and saying no to the machine. And you've said no. You've said no, and you started this company. Do you have advice for others who might be in a similar situation, those who may have been thrown overboard by their company?
Yes, sir. You know, and what I want to do is really open this up even a little bit further. My girlfriend and I, the love of my life, lived in Springfield, Missouri. And I was able to have an instrumental role in starting an organization which tied up the world's largest, richest corporation in pursuing their agenda that would have harmed downtown further. We tied them up for 2 years, ultimately went to the Missouri Supreme Court. We've seen so many legal shenanigans and games, and in the end, we lost. They have now, they're going to pursue their own agenda. This company has 55% of the grocery share in the city. I don't know at what point a monopoly is, but I guess Springfield doesn't think they're there yet. So, and after that effort, we decided that we were going to come home to our hometown where neither one of us had lived since we were teenagers. It's a rural community. I think it's like 1,700 people that's been afflicted by the same disease that has afflicted so many other rural economies and left downtown in shambles, local businesses poor, 25% poverty in our county, median income is $15,000 a year. If you can find a job, it's part-time minimum wage. The economy's just been destroyed by these large global players. And for everybody, especially the small people. And so I had a real burden for my hometown's downtown when we came back. And we were taking a walk down our main street. Had an old high school friend who had a barbershop who hollered out the door and said, hey, Dave, get in here and let me fix your haircut. So I did. I went in there, and he and I started having a conversation. And directly across from his barbershop is a little park where they had put a pavilion up, a covered pavilion, and it was barely being used. It was being used for the farmer's market, things like that, but nothing else really going on. So he and I were kind of brainstorming and decided, hey, let's try throwing street dances. And so we did. Our first street dance was a huge success. We've had 15 since then. We brought a midway in for three-day downtown carnivals twice now. We called it Brushy Creek Days. We've been able to bring thousands of people into our old dead downtown to try to support our locally owned businesses. And we invite all of our locally owned businesses from the area to come in and be a part of it. It's something that there is something you can do, but you can't do it if you don't do it. And so it's taken a lot of work. It's been a lot of expense to us personally. You know, we've had a lot of help from local businesses, banks who do what we're trying to do. It's not that people don't understand that we need to support our local business, that we need to develop a downtown dream, continue to reinvest in our community. So much of the time it's that they're too busy to tackle the problem. And so really what you have to do now is be willing to sacrifice. You have to think outside the box, and you have to do things which appeal to people to try to bring them back into those areas of town that have been forgotten and left aside for the last few decades.
You know, David, I approached the Industrial Development Authority in our little county here, and they laughed at me. I said many, many years ago, look, the economy is going to collapse. We're in a lot of trouble. And they laughed at me. So the bottom line is, can you work with the government? The answer is probably not. So just do it yourself. You know, don't wait for them to give you permission. Just start doing it. Work with your family, your friends, your community, and take back your local commerce. Seriously. And try, if you can, to support the local guys. Try to support the small auto parts stores and the small hardware stores. Give them your business. And you know what? It doesn't cost more. It really doesn't. That's what I found. David Klotz, thanks so much for being with us here at USA Preparedness.
Thanks for having me, Vance. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.